everybody, and welcome back to What the Fuck's Up podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin Kelly.
I'm Neens Barnett.
Neens Barnett.
It's my nickname.
Yeah, she's on the couch with me, her own couch, but I'm crashing. I'm bike. Basically like on the lease at this point.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're going to start charging her.
Yeah, my dog's here now, so. But yeah, hello guys. We just wanted to give you guys a shout out and thank you all for tuning in last week to the first episode of the season.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we got some good responses. Nina, yeah. Do you want to share some of what your dad had to say about?
Well, yeah, we got so much good feedback, which is great. It was funny because Caitlin was like, oh my gosh, are your parents going to like be upset with this episode? Yeah. All this kind of stuff. And I was like, no. My parents are the coolest people ever. And they're always proud of me and so supportive. And you guys, I literally got a text from my father, who, shout out, it was just his birthday. He was like, looks like I need to be sending foggy nudes.
I was dying. The fact, like, my dad would never. And here I am thinking, I'm like, oh, I'm from New York, like, have this super, like, liberal New York family. Like, my dad, you know, has edibles, whatever. Like, Nina's parents are probably going to be a little freaked by the episode. Like, maybe I should tell her to tell them not to listen. And I get this text, just like a screenshot from Nina with her dad being like, foggy mirrors, like on board.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my fucking God. So
to be clear, my mom probably would be like, this was unsolicited and I didn't want it. She's also dope.
You're like, by the way, my mom would want everyone to know that she does not stand for this.
No, but yeah, it was great feedback. I had some friends that were, two friends of mine that are dating, they were upset that the other person started the episode before they did because they wanted to listen together. And I was like, that's goals.
And then I was telling Nina that I met a longtime listener at my friend Niklas's birthday on Thursday night. Her name's Natasha, and she immediately was like, are you Caitlin Kelly? And I was like, oh, how do you know me? Like, have we met before? Because she had gone to college with some of my friends and obviously like we're at a mutual friend's party. Yeah. And she was like, no, I'm a podcast listener. And it made me so happy. She's like, can we take a picture to send to my friends? Like, we always listen on long car rides. And it literally warmed my cold little heart.
My cold little heart.
No, my heart's warm, but it just made it 10 times warmer. What happened?
I just hit myself in the face with the microphone.
Beautiful. But
I'm a rookie.
She's such a fucking rookie. Guys, I'm going to teach her, I promise. But yeah, it made me so happy. So guys, I don't know. It's happened before, but always come up. Always say hi. Yeah. Always DM if you like the episode. We love hearing from you guys, and especially attack Nina because it'll be really funny because she'll be like, how do you know me already?
Let's rephrase. Please don't attack me.
Attack her with love.
Did we talk about this last time about how I'm weird with hugs? Like, someone's going to come up
and hug. Guys, give Nina a hug. Surprise hugs is all she wants.
If you want to see me be really awkward.
Guys, Nina's requesting one. I'm going to start doing that. Like, when we meet up for things, I'm just going to come up behind you and give you a big old hug.
Ellen does it
wrap
sometimes.
My arms.
My roommate will come home sometimes and give me a hug. And I'm like, did something happen?
You're like, who died?
I know. I'm like, dude, are you about to tell me something really bad? Are you moving out? No.
What'd I do?
No, but we do love it. I mean, we being like, you guys are still like, who the F is Nina? We love it.
Well, Nina just told me that she had a TikTok fan come up to her. So
yeah,
Nina's
it did actually
TikTok
make my
famous.
Whole life.
Which is funny because I feel like I had an entire bit on the podcast about like how I could never figure out TikTok. And then I bring on like my young TikToker.
Young.
Nina, young TikToker. That can be your podcast name.
Oh my heavens, no.
So guys, we're trying to come up with a podcast name for Nina. Please send in any ideas you have.
Yeah, we'll vote on it.
I'm the motherfucker and y'all are little fuckers. I just said y'all. Did you like that?
Welcome.
We need to find something to name Nina.
I was going to try and do a playoff of mistress, but it doesn't seem to work because
mistress fucker.
It's just like,
yeah,
no.
That's a little weird.
But yeah, send in your ideas. I'll genuinely take everything into consideration.
Yeah. So without further ado, here's our episode with Nate Meeker. Hello, everyone, and welcome to What the Fuck's Up podcast. Today, we are joined by Nate Meeker, who is a comedian, content creator, writer based in New York City and writer based in New York City. I can never do the intros.
Do you
Maybe
want me
you
do
should
it?
Take them over. No, it's okay.
Just like, you want me to do it?
He's amassed over 552,000 followers on TikTok and is known for his impressions, including but not limited to Scott Disick. And you're wearing a Talentless sweatshirt.
I
will add.
Sweatshirt.
And then Michael Sarah and the New York City finance bro. What the fuck's up, Nate? Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Super fun. I'm excited to just like get into it. So.
Definitely.
I know. I guess I did decide when I was picking out what to wear, I was like, I guess we are going to go with the Scott Disick. I guess this is what we're going to roll with.
Just lean in. Just
honestly,
lean in.
I got fully targeted by Instagram ads for Talentless and their stuff's really comfy. Like,
I mean,
it's kind of
it.
Good.
It is good. I mean, I'll vouch for them.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this an ad?
Fuck, we're supposed to get paid for this. So to start out, we're going to put you on the spot and have you do some rapid fire impressions, if that's okay with you.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure you love that.
Monday.
We could. You're like, nothing's off limits except for the thing you're doing in the first 2 minutes.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, okay. All right, let's see.
Let's
I'm just
it.
Interested if you guys are going to give me any like really like crazy ones to try and pull off on the spot.
We're going to do ones you've done before.
Okay.
So we'll,
yeah.
Just different scenarios.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Since we're talking about Scott, Scott Disick trying to subtly milk his kids for info on Kravis.
Okay. I mean, Mason, do you think that, I don't know, have you seen Courtney lately? Has she been by herself or, you know, with maybe other members of the family that are newer than other members that you haven't seen in a while? Maybe he is in a band. Do you know what kind of music?
Amazing.
Oh my God, you're like, I can't do it. Crushes
it. Literally
it.
Does it within out. 5 seconds. Like, didn't even have to think about it.
You're like, Mason, obviously, is who I'm talking to. Like,
I've done it too many times at this point.
Oh my God, incredible. Okay, do you want
to? Yeah, okay. Sebastian Maniscalco at a wine tasting describing the flavors.
Okay, what the hell is this? We got, what is this? Is this like cranberry? Are you doing serving me grape cranberry juice at a winery? What the hell?
This is okay. Obviously, it's really funny on TikTok, but in person, it's really, really funny. Like, we're sitting on the couch, and
that's
you just
what I was
transformed.
Just sitting on the couch trying to channel these people,
guys. We got like, Transformer on today.
In. It's the lean in,
it's so good.
I know, right?
So fucking good. Okay, next one. Nick Offerman, aka Ron Swanson, teaching the birds and the bees.
Oh, this one is so tough. I am not that great at Ron Swanson. I can pull it off sometimes, but I will try my best to at least like talk like he would.
Okay.
And I feel like it's like, okay, so birds and the bees. So it'd be like, listen, son, have you... Look,
you could
son.
Say nothing more.
There comes a time when a man and a woman have to get together and do things that maybe you wouldn't typically do as a young child. And that is how we make other children.
I'm dead. Oh my gosh. Okay. Do you want to do maybe this one?
Okay, yeah. Michael Sarah bumping into the girl who ghosted him with her new boyfriend.
Oh my God. Okay. I love this one. Oh, hey, Jessica. I mean, that's interesting to see you with somebody new. You know, we just went out the other day, so I don't know, that wasn't sure if you were going to respond to me and you're going to go again, but what's his name? Oh, okay. I don't even need to know. I guess I'll see you around.
Oh my god. I think we should end on that. Oh my god, crushed it. That was fucking amazing. Sorry to put you on the spot, but we needed the listeners to hear it.
Yeah,
I think it was perfect. You've now like proved your abilities. Everyone knows where we're
at. You can stay on.
We're all on the same page. Yeah, you're allowed. We'll have you. But Nate, so first of all, just to start off, have you always like been into doing impressions? Like, is that something you've been doing since you were younger? Or like, how did you realize that you were so good at these? Because it's like, it's really very impressive.
Yeah.
I would, first off, thank you. I'm glad you guys like them. But it's funny, like, I feel like my friends back home would tell me like, oh, he's been doing them forever. Because I would just always like, I don't know, do impressions of friends, our sports coaches, stuff like that. Just like stuff for fun. But I didn't really get into it, I don't think, honestly, until like TikTok, really. Yeah. I was kind of like, I was kind of just like bored, you know, during the pandemic, wanting to like make content. And I was like, well, like, what can you do? What do you think you could do to kind of, crack the algorithm or, you know, get started on it. And so I started like doing more of them, and then, it just kind of spiraled from there. And I was like, oh, you should probably like practice these actually. So, cause I never practiced them or really like, I would just do them for fun. But yeah, I was like, oh shoot, if they're going to get me views, then I'm going to need to like get better at them.
You're going to need to do it. Was there one specifically that like really took off?
There was. I did Ben Shapiro reading mean tweets. So like I did like the Jimmy Kimmel, except I kind of roasted Ben Shapiro doing that, and a lot of people liked that one. I think that was my first video that ever like went viral, whatever you would say. And then after that, I think at that point I'd already uploaded like a good amount of other like characters and stuff.
Yeah.
And then so people kind of saw that, they saw that video, then they see that I like do other ones, and then they kind of just went from there.
That's awesome.
I think that was the first one.
That's amazing.
Ridiculous.
And have you always watched like the Kardashians, or did you have to learn a bunch about the Kardashians?
I knew a little bit, but I had to learn. Now I'm like, I'm all in. I'm bought in at this point. Like,
you literally knew like the pranks they were playing, yeah. Like the amount of info. I'm like, is that part of your homework now? That's part of like, you're like, I'm having a very serious work day watching the new Kardashian show.
Seriously, it is. Like, because I totally agree with people who would watch some of my videos, and what we would do, I used to go like live all the time, I used to do like live streams, and people would do suggestions of, hey, you should try this person. And like several people said, you sound kind of like Scott Disick, you should pull it off. And then I was like, interesting, like I don't really know much about him. Like, I'm wondering if this is almost too niche, if people would get it.
Oh, no.
And then I did it like a few times and quickly realized that the audience is there for that one.
Too niche. Literally, I'm like,
yeah, right.
You actually do totally sound like him in general, which is so funny.
Yeah, I feel like my natural voice is kind of like a mix of some of the fan favorites that people ask for. And then, I just kind of have to change it a little bit. But I definitely hear Scott, like, almost, like, he might look the most if I had to pick.
I can hear that.
That's so funny to, like, realize you sound like someone. And then suddenly you're saying certain things. You're like, fuck, that really sounded like
you're like, oh, no.
But before doing this, you were in corporate America. You were in Ohio. What was it, like, when did you decide that you were going to leave that all behind? Because that's, like, a huge pivot for you.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was late 2020, so like probably winter, I think, of 2020. So November, December, I think, is when I first got started on TikTok. But part of the reason why I wanted to is because I just like hated my job. I was actually originally supposed to move to Dallas to work at I worked at Salesforce at the time, and I was originally supposed to move to Dallas. That was going to be my permanent office. And then that didn't happen because of the pandemic. So I was actually working at home, like in Ohio, basically in the room that I grew up in with my parents and stuff. So I was like, I hate this. Like, I need a change of pace. Like, I was like, if you just keep doing this job, like, this is not going to go the direction that you want to. And then I was like, let's try like comedy. Like, you've always liked comedy. Like, you've kind of, you know, you've had an interest in it and stuff like that. So that's when I started first, like, trying stand-up for the first time. And then uploading some videos to kind of test the waters, and then I was able to get some traction after a little while and just kind of go from there. But yeah, I just realized that the corporate life was absolutely not for me.
That's why I never even tried.
Just didn't even.
I was like, this just feels like it's not gonna be for me. I also don't respond to authority that well.
That's shocking. Gonna make it tough. I actually I had a customer facing job, and I thought I would like it, and I realized I hate customers. I hated my clients. They were
the clients are never right.
No, they were terrible.
That's actually real too. But so what was your process like starting to get into stand up? Like, also, what is that like in Ohio? Is there a big stand up scene in Ohio?
No, that's why I moved to New York a few months later.
You're like,
it's
like,
pretty barren.
You take over Ohio? Were you like the most famous Ohio comedian?
Absolutely not. No, I was so bad when I first started. And mind you, like, and keep in mind too, like, this was like the early goings of TikTok. Like, I really didn't have like that video that I said that first went viral, that was like right around this time, so like nobody really knew me or recognized me for anything at that point. So I didn't even have that backing me up. I was just another random white kid getting on stage, like, and, you know, and the scene was not conducive, like, for comedy. So it was like, as soon as I started to like decide this is what I want to do, gain some traction with it, I was like, you're gonna have to move to New York or LA. And I ultimately decided to start here in New York.
Yeah.
Do you feel like TikTok has helped or like hindered with comedy? I know you and I have talked about that a little bit, but
right, I know. It is honestly a really interesting topic, because I feel like you mean like stand up specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of stand-up comedians who have been, you know, grinding it out and stuff like that don't necessarily enjoy, lending stage time to people that got, quote-unquote, famous over TikTok, like TikTokers, right, who think, because there's, like, this mindset of, oh, I have this big social media following, so I deserve to be on your stage like that. Mm-hmm. I've just noticed there's definitely a little bit of kind of, I don't know, not necessarily that I've had any experiences personally with that, but that's just kind of the word on the street a little bit, that there's just a disconnect between, and it's true, just because you're good on your phone doesn't mean that you're good in front of a live audience. So it really is kind of, you really do have to prove to those, and I would say mostly from a club booker standpoint, you have to prove to the people who are booking spots on stand-up stages that you are, you know, going to sell tickets because you have a following, but you're also like a solid comedian.
Yeah. It's like a blessing and a curse at the same time, because you're like, I will bring people in de facto. Like, it's just going to happen. But then also I have to prove myself even more, which is kind of annoying. But also, like, I feel like comedy has such a, like, you know, like, it's such an old school kind of feel, like proving yourself. You really have to, like, it's a club in that way, you know?
No, definitely.
So that makes a lot of sense. But how was it moving to New York and like going through that? Was there like a point where you weren't booking things, or was it pretty like off the bat?
It was, yeah. I mean, it took a little while. Like I said too, like when I really did stand for the first time, like in Ohio, basically, you know, just a few months before I moved here. So, and it was Ohio too, so my experience wasn't great with it. So even when I first moved here, I just started like doing open mics, trying to, I don't know, find my way around, network as best as I could. But like, I wasn't even a very good comedian. Like, and I'm not even saying that I'm like great, like I'm just some amazing comedian now. But like when I first started, like it definitely, I mean, Nina, you know, like you probably look back at some of your sets from
I
like.
I never want to see the video.
Exactly.
I'm
right.
Like, I really hope those don't surface when I'm like ginormously famous, you know, but like, I'm like some of those first ones, I'm like, oh, I thought it was hilarious. But like, that was about the only person that did.
Literally. We had this comedian on recently, Jenny Hogan, and she was talking about, she's like, just have all these videos out there so that when one blows up, they can like look back on your old ones. I'm like thinking about my reels from like 2017. I'm like, oh my God, I hope that never happens.
Like,
now I'm talking about on the podcast. So
can I everybody go dig. Yeah. Send it to us. Dig and send it to us.
Guys, everyone look it up. That's all I want. My music video, like little cameo.
Didn't we all do that though? I feel like I made like movies when I was little. I feel like everyone that's in some type of performing now is like, oh, I made like videos when I was younger.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we all had to. Absolutely. So we want to talk about your dating life a little bit because I have seen some of your stand-up material and it's definitely a part of it. Also, guys, he's so good at stand-up now. I mean, yeah, I haven't seen the initial videos, but like your stuff was very good. So you definitely translate on stage. but what has that been like ever since you've like blown up on TikTok? Is it weird with dating? Like, do the girls come knowing who you are? Like, what has that been like?
First off, glad you like the stand-up.
Yes, absolutely.
Nobody look at the old videos if they're out there. I'm gonna
just
go
the new ones.
I'm going to go scrub my page after this. Oh.
I know, guys. Fuck.
But, okay, so, yeah. So, the dating. Most girls do know who I am, like, would know at this point.
Yeah.
And I, that's a really, the interesting thing about it is, and I'm not saying this experience is specific, like this has happened with any specific person that I've gone on dates with. No, I just mean like in general, this probably even goes for like anybody that I meet too. You know, you see so much of me online or if you come see me perform or whatever, that you almost expect that to be me all the time. And I'm just wondering if it is maybe like a letdown or not even like not a letdown, but like it's like if it's like people notice that, you know, it's still kind of like an act at the end of the day, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hopefully like my, like I'm just kind of like naturally, you know, like funny and whatnot. Like if people think that, but like the characters that I play, the stuff that I come up with is always an exaggerated version of myself.
Yeah.
So it is kind of interesting because I just wonder if people are like, oh, I thought he was going to be funnier, like more like make more like I don't know off the make me like I don't know make more off the cuff comments that just make me like I don't know, like, you know what I mean.
Aww. Expect you to do impressions of
that stuff. I've had people say do the Jesse Eisenberg
on dates,
not on dates but like public settings, which also is not my favorite, to be honest.
For people that are like, that's so funny because I will go on dates and guys will be like, tell me a joke.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like any performer, something like that. Like, if you mention doing something, whether it's, like, singing, acting, impressions, it's like, no, I'm not here to be your, like, dancing monkey.
Exactly.
Like, that's not.
I'm confused.
Yeah, like, absolutely not. But that makes sense. I'm sure they're not disappointed, though.
No, I mean, I didn't necessarily mean it like that, but it, disappointed is a strong word, but I just meant, like, the evaluation of me. Like, I'm wondering if, I feel like, because especially like online, like TikTok is so accessible, you know, especially like I still sometimes do like live streams and stuff like that. So people, I feel like, think they know you better than they actually do.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I don't know. Some of it is, it's just like interesting to see, how people would evaluate me after seeing me in person versus me in a live stream or on a video, like from a video.
Do you feel like you mostly go on dates from like dating apps, from friends? Like, do you go on dates with people that slide into your DMs? Like,
yeah. Oh my God. Have you done any DM slide dates?
I have. I have. I can't lie.
I feel like that only works for guys. Like, when people slide into my DMs, it's usually a no for me, dog. You know, like, it's nah.
I've had a couple like really good pickup, like so good that I'm like, I'm not interested at all, but that was such a good pickup line that like maybe, you know?
Can't say the same. Hi, Caitlin. How are you doing during these hard times in the pandemic? Hope you're staying safe. Or like,
that doesn't work.
Or hey Caitlin, what the fuck is up? Sure, you've gotten that one before.
Oh, like,
no, go away. But what has it been like moving to New York City, like dating in a big city versus, you know, being in Ohio and stuff?
The dynamic is so different.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm
taken
sure.
It probably took me the full, not like year, but like close to like the full first year to really understand like how different it is from a place like Ohio, where I have friends who are engaged, some married,
same,
you know,
yeah,
some people.
Same with
I think
Nina.
We were talking about this. You're from North Carolina. So
kind
of similar. Like, it's just like, I'm not saying there's like, you're expected to be married by 30 in Ohio, but it is kind of like that. you know, okay, what's taking so long? Like, you're in Columbus. Like, there's, what else are you going to do? Like,
you got to do something about the time.
Right. So New York is so much different. It is very much fast paced. Everybody is seeing somebody at some point. It yeah. is from what I've learned. Yeah. So especially in your early to mid 20s, I feel like it really is just a big tryout. You know? Like, you're just, and if the guy or girl doesn't like you that much, then there's another one that he or she will hit up literally the next day. Like, you can tell me if that's accurate or not from a girl's perspective, but from my perspective, it's very much like I've heard the rumors, like, you're part of a roster. Like, I've heard the roster rumors.
I'm crying.
I'm always like telling my friends, I'm like, oh, we should have a full roster.
A roster. Yeah. That's, I'm like, that's
also
on my buzzword.
So all over TikTok too. Yeah, yeah, like, you have to have a roster just in case.
Yep.
Yep.
But I feel like part of that is from the way like guys date in New York City.
Yeah.
To be fair. Like, yeah. I mean, I guess girls do it too. You know, we have to have feminism in the chat. But yeah. But guys, like, I feel like they just have so much choice. They're like, why would I settle? Especially yeah. when they don't have as much of like a time constraint on it with, you know, like our eggs. And
just to, like, drop that in the chat. Jeez. I feel like, honestly, though, with rosters and stuff, like, I think on, you know, don't put your eggs all in one basket or whatever.
Eggs.
I think it's really, oh God, somebody help her. Can we get a fertility sponsor? Like, but like, I feel like, honestly, it's more of like, don't become, I mean, I think Tinks does a good job of explaining in a lot of like her different theories and stuff, but like, don't become so zeroed in on someone just because like it's bad for your mental health in the first couple of like dates and stuff. But I don't know, but I also think it just depends on the person. Like, some people are not built to be going on like dates with 20 different people. Like, I can't.
I can't either. No,
I mean, I went through like a decent dating phase where I was like, I'm really gonna actively try to go on dates, and they were all named like Matt, Matthew, like like they all sounded really similar, and I started mixing up their experiences, and like,
no, that's the worst.
Did yeah. you do that in front of them?
Well, I said, I was like, well, did you go, I remember it's so specific, I was oh like, did God. You go to Harry Potter World in London when you were there? And he was like, oh, well, I was only there for a weekend. And in my mind, this was someone that had spent like a year in London. Oh, no. And so I was God. Like, oh, I've mixed up the guys. Happened. Thank goodness he had been
well,
to
yeah,
London.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least like, he's been to London. Oh, I was God. Waiting for you to be like, I've never been to London.
He was like, so. I didn't really have that much time. I mean, I was there for like a day. And I was like, right. I was like, literally was like, I'm never going on a date ever again. This is terrible.
Yeah, you literally have to like journal after. Like, he said this, I said this.
Yeah, you gotta keep a notes.
I gotta, section, they can't yeah. have, they can't have the same first initial. I think that's gonna help me out. Not that that was like one phase of my life. And I was like, good for me. And now I'm like, nah, can't do no it, more.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's hard too because you say that and it's so true. It's like, you don't want to be too vulnerable to the point where you're like getting hurt repeatedly. And like, obviously people make that mistake. But then at the same time, it's like, if we're all trying to protect ourselves and like have a roster, are we going to get to the next level? Like, I worry for like our generations. I'm like, we're all just going to be like dating casually forever, maybe.
Honestly.
Especially in New York City.
I feel like in New York, especially yeah. like you talk yeah, about yeah. zeroing in for it, like with one person, like, sure, North Carolina, Ohio, it is kind of like, it is like understood, like if you're seeing someone for like a couple months, like that's the only person you're seeing, or like a month or something. And I feel like here, that's just like not the case, really.
Could be as many as you want.
Exactly.
Wait, I want to ask both of you, because you guys have followings and I don't. But
not yet.
That's my mindset change. But no, like, I feel like y'all both probably get a lot of DMs. What how does someone like weed through? I'm someone that's like a serial yeah. celebrity DMer. I love to DM celebrities when I'm drunk. It's like a really
that's
weird
amazing.
habit, and I never get responses. So, you know, in the room with people that probably get a lot of DMs, like, how do people actually break through that? Is it just luck?
Honestly, okay, there are a few things. First of all, people, I've heard people joke about this before, but it's so true. Like, if you don't have a public profile, what are you doing sliding into my DMs? Like, you think I'm going to look at that, like, little circle and, like, be like, wow, this is my future husband. Like, absolutely not. Like, don't, you have no business sliding into my DMs if I can't see anything about you and you're, like, referencing something about me or what I've said. Like, that's just, we're starting off really uneven. But, yeah, I would say just, like, it depends on what they say. I mean, I think... You have like way more of a following than I do. I'm at the level where I'll get them, but it's like I can weed through them. I think for celebrities, it's probably so many that it's like they can't even, they don't have the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I was gonna say what, cause you have a good following on Instagram too. So like, I feel like you probably get a lot of, and also just being a guy, I feel like girls slide in more.
Yeah, girls slide more. Guys do.
You think so? I feel like guys always slide in more. I could be wrong with that.
Nate's like, I slide in three times a day.
I guess.
No, I just feel like I
guess
I hear,
just the guys sliding in for me, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I hear more rumors like just of like guys sliding into DMs.
I guess
that's
fair.
Like
I guess I do hear it like every once in a while.
Guys will do it a lot from dating apps.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but we didn't match.
Oh yeah.
It's like, hey, I figured I'd give it a shot here. I'm like, buddy.
You didn't match. It's a reason.
It's like, oh no.
I saw you and I didn't swipe the way you wanted me to.
Like,
so
not for me, no.
No,
not for me.
Have you gotten any like really interesting DM slides though?
Yeah, I mean, first to preface, I am absolutely not a celebrity and don't have the celebrity following that you guys
don't
just
discussed.
Don't
tell the listeners that. They're just so excited.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I mean, not to make it like, you know, I'm just, my DMs are just flooded and I just can't even get to all of them. Like, that's not the case. But have I gotten any interesting ones? I mean, in general, yes. Like, just like from guys and like, you know what I mean? Just across the board. Weird DMs. Yeah, I get those pretty frequently. But I'm trying to think of... You guys want to hear a specific one?
Yes.
Like,
I feel like you have one.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
you're like,
tell.
Your face is hiding something.
Yeah, there's... See, the thing is, I don't have them, like, anymore because I'll delete them. But, like, one person was, like, very aggressively asking for feet pics. So,
Wait, guys get feet pic requests?
Well, I've gotten several.
Was it from a guy, though?
I don't know, actually. The one that I'm thinking of, they had a blank profile.
Fucking blank profiles.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And there, I do get quite a bit of blank profile, like, DMs.
Yeah.
And some of them are asking me, like, legit questions. Some of them are saying stuff like that. So, I don't know.
I feel like I should not be copping to this at all. But, like, sometimes I just think about, like, how much money I'm not making. And then how much money I would make if I just had, like, an OnlyFans for, like, my feet.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, Ellen and I, my roommate and I talk about it all the time.
So, like, and what are you risking?
I talked about it as a business.
What are you risking? I don't know if my feet are, like, cute enough.
I just got a pedicure, but...
I feel like you just don't want to be known as the person who sends feet pics. Like, that word is going to get out. Like, there's...
That's my thing. That's my thing. I'm like, my parents are totally fine with me saying kind of wild things on stage. But if they find out that feet pics are circulating...
You're done.
Nope.
But you could deny it very easily.
I don't know.
I
feel
I
like
know.
I have such cute little feet.
If
sponsor me.
I was just talking about how accessible TikTok and like the internet can be. I feel like they would find you. They would dig.
You're like, if West
There'd
Elm Caleb exists, they will find your feet.
They will find your
feet. There's about to be an account that's like Nate Meeker's feet.
Oh my God, please. This is
Somebody
not.
Start it.
This is not the outcome.
Literally,
we actually invited you on here.
we were
talk
curious.
About some fun stuff. Just relax for yourself.
We were like, do you have anything off limits? Never mention feet.
Well, I mean, we're DMs. I don't know.
Yeah, fair. Have you ever gotten any interesting ones? I'm
any
sure
weird
you have.
DMs.
Yeah,
I've gotten like weird ones. My favorite one of all time, and I like will never forget this, was one time I did a show, and a guy DM'd me, and he was like, "This is like so." Hilarious that he thought this would work. He DM'd me and he was like, hey, was just at your show. Your jokes were a 6 out of 10, but you were an 11 out of 10.
Oh.
And I literally was like, I laughed out loud for like 10 minutes because I was like, this man fully thought it was going
to
work. Like he
to
really.
Be, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I literally just responded and said, haha, yikes.
That is.
And then he responded back because it was like a contest or whatever.
Yeah.
He was like, but don't worry, I voted for you. I was like, you just told me my jokes were bad.
Oh, he's God. Like, I vote for you because you're hot, but not because you're funny, because you're not.
I was like, thank you. Thank you very much.
See,
I have a screenshot of that one.
That is
one.
That is, that's really sure. funny. Insane. I mean, it's so transparent, though, when guys like flirt that way, where they're like really trying to like schoolyard you, like knock you down a level or two and be like,
it was so weird.
Yeah, that is disappointing. We don't claim him.
Have you ever had a girl that's like done a really smooth pickup line? Do you remember?
Oh, I did a show and one girl said that she liked the Sebastian Maniscalco. And mm-hmm. she was like, I really liked your Sebastian bit or whatever. And to me, Sebastian is very niche. Like, you have to be into comedy yeah. to get it. So I was like, oh, wow. Like that's cool. Like, I'm glad that like you liked that part of it. Like, that's, you know. So I guess something like that is
you're like specific
to your right. research, girls.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like I was, I was like, that's, you know, that bonus points, I guess.
Bonus
you know what I mean? Like
to your homework.
We
ladies.
Have similar interests in like comedians, like yeah. the similar taste. So I appreciated that.
I love that. Okay. We're going to move on to quarter life qualms, which is a little more about being in your 20s and figuring out what the fuck you're doing with your life. So our first question is, I didn't write it down. That's so great. What is something, I'm like, do I know my own questions? What is something that you went through in your 20s that has shaped the person you are now?
Let's see. I think, I don't want to just say, obviously, the pandemic, because that is way too easy. Yeah. But obviously, I wouldn't be where I am now if I had moved to Dallas and just kept working at Salesforce.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, like that changed my entire life and the trajectory of where I was going.
Yeah.
Also, when I was in college my freshman year, I tried to walk on and play golf. I'm a golfer. I know that's a trigger word. I get it. I understand.
But you're also, guys, in the questionnaire, golfer and card player.
I do play a lot of cards.
He dabbles in the cards.
Cards. But I was like really pursuing that for a long time. Uh-huh. And I never really like made it. I never really achieved my goals with it. I mean, I still play like competitively. I still get after it. But like, I think going all in on something and not achieving it really, when that was all that I wanted at the time, was to play in college and I don't know, like maybe someday go to the next level, and then just realizing that you just aren't good enough. Like you kind of have to experience those failures to, I don't know, just shape you, like you said, shape you as a person.
Yeah. Oh man.
This is the PGA's sign to sponsor.
Yes, if there was ever a time, it would be now.
You use your TikTok to like caveat into golf somehow. You're like,
honestly, that actually be, listen, you're here first.
Right.
Okay, so next question is, what are the favorite and least favorite parts of being in your 20s?
Ooh, favorite parts. You can be as social as you want to, like just going out and just like meeting new people is like, it's just like a, that's what everybody does in their 20s. Mm-hmm. Usually like, I guess, you know, 30s and beyond, you kind of settle down or whatever a little bit more. I feel like in your 20s, it's just a free for all, which is kind of fun. Let's see, other favorite parts. You're still like young, like your body, like your, you know, metabolism is good. Like
you
you're
can
healthy.
Still play golf.
Right.
Without
exactly.
Looking like an old guy.
Exactly. Right.
You can walk still, the course.
Right. Right. So I do appreciate that. Did you say things I don't like too?
Yeah, yes. And your least favorite.
Least favorite things about your 20s. It is a very judgmental time, I feel like, especially mm-hmm. in New York too. Like mm-hmm. I said, like you're honestly on a tryout a lot. And maybe that's not even for dating. That's also for like, you know, your job and stuff too. Like you have to prove to your, you know, your managers and your first job that like you deserve to be promoted after a year, that they want to keep you around after your, you know, a year's up or 2 years or whatever it is. So that's tough. You have to prove yourself a lot, which I guess is something everyone has to go through. Let's see what else. Most people, like, I guess in your 20s, you don't have as much financial freedom as you hope to one day, basically. Mm-hmm. So unless you're like, you know, you come from a lot of money or you're super successful like early on, You're kind of chasing after that for a while, yeah. I think.
Was that culture shock at all? Like, just seeing how fucking expensive New York is?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Ohio is dirt cheap compared to New York. I got friends paying, you know, $500-$600 a month for rent, oh stuff like that. You know,
probably for like an entire house too.
Yeah, I know, yeah, right? And it's bigger than my place. Yeah, like.
It's so insane. After the pandemic, too, because there was pandemic pricing, I feel like these buildings are just coming back with a vengeance.
They are.
It's like, they are.
They are absolutely super evil.
My landlord hears this, please.
but also, so you were mentioning being social, which is like so true and so great about being in your 20s and in New York. But was that hard at first? Like, what was it like moving here? Did you know people when you got here? How was that experience?
I really did not know many people at all. Yeah. There were a lot of nights in the studio, like by myself, like in the early goings.
Which on the Upper East Side.
On the Upper East Side. Oh, no. A lot of lonely nights in the studio, which is kind of funny looking back on it. But yeah, it was because it is so big, and I'm coming into an industry that I had zero experience in. Mm. So I'm just really trying to vouch for myself. And then eventually after time, like you do network with people through stand up and honestly through the internet, a lot of influencers and comedians and actors, actresses like are based in New York. I found out. So I would, you know, got to meet people in person over time. And but I would say that really didn't pick up for me until probably the fall of that year. So I moved here in April. So really like a year ago. And then I would say till like probably September, October is really when it started to feel like, all right, like I've got people to hang out with all the time. I've got comedians to hit up for, you know, spots at certain stages, like stuff like that.
Who's your favorite like internet friend that's become a real friend?
Favorite internet friend, my roommate, Nick Smariglio, Nikki Smigs. Shout out Nikki Smigs. it's so funny. We actually first met because he has the best Sebastian Maniscalco impression on TikTok. Wow.
Better than yours.
Better than mine. You guys have to listen to it.
Oh my God. I'm just imagining them having like conversations.
Yeah. We did do a video one time of us both doing Sebastian. And it was kind of funny. But but yeah, we met and like we both like kind of did some impressions and stuff like that. He's from Chicago, mm-hmm. also Midwest. And then when we met in person in the fall, he actually decided that he was going to move to New York as well. And then it just lined up where we were able to, move in at this, we're looking for an apartment at the same time.
Did you decide you were going to live together before you had met in person?
No, okay. No. And I wasn't even because
it's like that. Yeah.
Because, and we're both on the same page with it too, mm-hmm. is like, as a, you know, someone who has to make content all the time, like if I had a roommate with a normal job, they would hate me. Which is part of the reason why I lived alone for the first year.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, yeah. I think we're both on the same page. Like, if we're going to have a roommate, it has to be someone in the same industry.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of worked out that way.
Although, are there times when it's like, you know, you guys are like competing for the sound bites? Like, you know, like one person's like, okay, you have to be quiet the next hour. Like, you can be writing this hour. I'll be performing this hour.
I don't know. We haven't really had to get into that as much. Our rooms are on opposite sides of our apartment, which is what we looked for specifically.
Wait, Brooklyn. That's so funny.
Yeah, Brooklyn
has opposite sides.
So it is true. Like the places we looked at in Manhattan were like, as soon as we saw some of the apartments in Williamsburg, which is where I live now, we're like, we have to do this. Like,
price-wise and layout-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me, on the other hand, getting woken up by my neighbors having sex at 6 a.m.
Oh, no
way.
That's a new
tradition they have.
On Mondays?
Oh, yeah. Woof. Every morning. Every weekday morning, too.
Wow.
Like, I don't even hear it on
from,
the weekends.
Share
a wall. Bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she's loud. Which, like, cheers to her. Like,
they're just starting their Mondays off.
I want to know.
Good for them.
So I've been there for almost a year, and this started like a little under a month ago. So I want to know. I'm like, was there a therapy conversation?
I was gonna say, maybe
that
they went to therapy.
It's like, if you guys don't have time for this, at
maybe
the
they're
night
trying to have a
and
child.
You're too tired. Well,
that was so innocent of me.
Like, I feel really bad about what I just said now.
That was such I'll go like, fuck myself.
That was literally like the little Southern brain. I was like, they're trying to have a kid.
Oh my God, guys. My friend called me last night. She's like, I want to call to talk to you about something important. And immediately my anxiety brain, I'm like, what's wrong? What did I do? Like, what's? And she calls me and she's like, I'm pregnant. I'm like, this is my first pregnant friend.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's man. Wild when that starts happening. Cause you're like on purpose.
I know. You're like, wow. Well, this I knew was on purpose.
But I still don't know how to react to that news yet.
It made me so emotional. And then like, I was like, wow, I can hardly take care of my dog with diarrhea. So same, but very different. What is something about being in your 20s that has surprised you?
Let's see. When I was growing up, I feel like in the younger version of myself, and honestly, even still, like, there's still like part of me, like at the core, was a very like shy, reserved person and stuff like that. And I feel like, I don't know, like maybe it's just like the way things are changing now, but like in your 20s, I feel like you are able to, like, you kind of have a little freedom to kind of say what you want a little bit more. That doesn't necessarily mean tell your boss to
fuck off.
You're right. You know what I mean? But like, you know, I feel like I feel much more comfortable doing that kind of stuff, or like, you know, I don't know, just like even random things. Like when I was moving into my new apartment, I walked away for 90 seconds to carry something from my car to the building, and I got a ticket. And I sat out there and I argued with the lady for 10 minutes. And I don't think I would have ever done that in the past.
You were like, in Ohio? Never.
Well, it's just, yeah, well, part of that too. But it's just like the growing up part of it too. Like 16-year-old me would have just, this sucks, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a minute. I was gone for 90 seconds. Like, the nerve. You know what I mean? Like stuff like
that. I can fully picture this too, which is so funny. Yeah, I mean, that definitely, growing up in New York, I've always kind of been like,
you've
that.
Had an edge.
Yeah, always had that little edge. Like if someone takes your taxi, you knock them out. Oh, no, yeah. Not actually, but just what? With your words. You just with your words. Or sometimes you get, oh my God, my friend and I, one time when this woman was trying to take our taxi, when I was like younger too, I was like 17, we just got in on the other side and we're like, drive.
That's psychotic. Like,
literally. That's crazy. That's what you do when you're a kid in New York City and there are no Ubers, you know? It was,
that's true.
It was,
yeah,
different time.
Pre-Uber.
It was prime real estate in the taxi, you know? And then I guess for the last question, do you want to do this one?
Yeah. So what's something you do when you find yourself struggling or going through a difficult time to kind of like recenter?
Let's see. I gotta go play golf. That's what I do. That's a terrible answer. But to go deeper than that, I would say just like hobbies and just doing things that you like actually like really, really enjoy, that don't have anything to do with your job or your career, or, you know, just go out and just like do something fun, you know, whether for me, if it is golf, playing cards, for people, if it's hiking or, you know, biking, you know, stuff like that. So that's what I definitely try and do. Watching my favorite movies, comfort movies.
Like, what's your comfort movie?
It is The Social Network. It is my favorite movie of all time.
Wait, oh my God.
I can't even hide it.
Oh my God.
That was such a quick answer. You were like, my comfort movies, plural. We were like, what's your, you were like, you, The Social Network.
You looked like you almost wanted to be asked. You're no. Like, in fact.
No, there's no way. Because I feel that is definitely like a, it's not a red flag movie, but it's close to that list.
It's
not Pulp
Wolf
Fiction.
Of Wall Street.
Right.
Yeah,
it's not Wolf of Wall Street. It's not Pulp Fiction, but it's
a yellow.
No, I think it's kind of hilarious because it's like,
I respect it.
It fits your brand, but it's also kind of niche. Like, I wasn't expecting you to say.
Really, yeah. Was not expecting.
Yeah,
it, no. Yeah.
It was a good one. I'm dead. wait. Also, last thing. Cards, like, is there a certain game? Do you have
like is it like solitaire?
Yeah,
poker? Like,
yeah,
is it Cards Against Humanity?
Well, first, I want to ask what your guys' comfort movies are.
Oh my God. She's the Man.
You said my answer was so fast that was right. That I didn't even finish the question.
Literally,
I didn't. That was something.
That's
over
such
there.
A good.
That
answer.
Wasn't even. I didn't
something
even know I was answering.
That's such something a good just movie.
Good, it's good so movie good though. I could quote that good. Movie like to the I love that movie. One of my best friends from home has it recorded on her like teeny tiny TV in her childhood bedroom. And it's just so good, you know? I played soccer growing up and like Channing Tatum saw it. So.
It's I mean, it's a classic.
Yeah.
A classic piece of cinema. One of them is so basic and would be Mean Girls.
Oh, incredible.
One okay. is Step Brothers, although I was watching it recently and some of the jokes don't hit the same way. I'm like, ooh, that did not age well. And then my really red flag one is I kind of love horror movies, so like Silence of the Lambs.
Oh,
it's just so good. Good.
Wow. That is a fantastic movie, but comfort is not the...
It's not the word I would associate with it.
It's comfortably uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
fair.
Yeah. yeah. Okay.
I would also say like Pride and Prejudice, the one with Keira Knightley.
Yeah, I was going to say it has to be.
Yeah, yeah. My mom and I, that one and Notting Hill, my mom and I will send each other videos of us watching it alone. And so I would say
that's actually so cute.
Yeah. And shout out mom. But yeah, no,
Nina's
but she's
mom is really cute. Yeah, we're going to have her on the pod at some point.
Yeah. This is mom. This is your warning now. Yeah, she's the man.
She's the man is really good.
So it is.
I was just thinking, I was like, I love watching horror, but I like watching horror once you already know like the parts that are gonna like shock you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like horror movies a lot.
What's your favorite horror movie?
I mean, Silence of the Lambs is up there.
It is a good one.
Can anything I'm trying to think. I really like the Conjuring series.
They are really good.
Those ones are good.
Terrifying, but good.
Yeah.
You people.
It's just some slight masochism.
I appreciate, what is that movie? The Strangers.
Oh. No,
that's terrifying.
I hate that one. That it's, one, like, freaks
me out.
That
one's, like, so genuinely terrifying.
Horrifying.
I actually haven't seen that one.
Oh, my God.
I know what it, like, I know, yeah, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's absolutely horrifying.
It adding really it to
is.
My
I watched that one way too young. It's still very scary. Not comforting at all.
Okay, we're going to get into the last part of the interview, which is another game, but we're not going to make you do more impressions, so don't worry. It's a game called the 7T questions, T-E-A, and it's just rapid fire random questions to okay. get to know a little more. Okay, first question, what is the current tea in your life?
Current tea?
Yeah, the hot goss.
Oh, I don't know if there's tea. I'm pretty vanilla.
What's the vanilla
does
tea?
It what does it have to be about?
Anything. You're like dating.
The hottest tea.
I know. I'm like, do we need to go back there? hottest tea. I would say it's actually kind of cool. So like acting is like my main goal and stuff. So I just did like my first acting role the other day.
Nice.
And hopefully like I'm... you know, now planning to do like more auditions and stuff this upcoming month. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I'm leaning into, which is kind of cool. I feel like most people just like watch my videos and they don't really know what's going on behind the scenes, but acting is definitely going on behind the scenes.
That's awesome.
Trying to go on.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Auditions are fun though.
Real fun.
Not at all.
Brutal.
Kids are so brutal. But what was the role?
You guys are gonna laugh at me again. It was
a roast.
Right. So it was a I was like a music record executive basically.
I see.
Very like kind of douchey, like, you know, put on the college
shirt. They're like, yeah, you got it.
Perfect for this. Yeah. So it was just a short little scene, you know, a few minutes long or whatever, mm-hmm. but it was really fun to shoot and yeah, I mean, it was cool to like do that for the first time.
Yeah, you learn a lot being on set. It's really it's fun. That's awesome. What's it called? Should we like tell the listeners to look out for it?
It is called Hard Drive, and it's like an indie feature film.
Oh,
nice.
And yeah, I'm not sure. Kind of, my friend who I actually did his podcast, a director. Mm-hmm. He like basically like asked, you know, if I would, you know, want to do the role and be part of the movie. So he said he's going to keep me, just like keep me updated with, you know, if it gets, picked up by like a, you know, production company or stuff like that and kind of where it's going to go in the future. But, super cool to kind of be a part of something like that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's awesome.
I love that. All right. Next question is, what is your favorite guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure.
You're like golf.
I know. That's what I was thinking. We can't say golf or cards. I really can't. I can't. You know, I
something you indulge in, maybe.
Yeah. You know, like, I don't want to say something basic like binge watching stuff. My guilty pleasure show is You. Like, which is kind of funny. Like, I always, so people are like, though. People are like, that show sucks. It's so unrealistic. But like, I, you know, I'm just like, I don't care. Like, I know that, but I'm bought in.
You're like, I know they can see him every time he's stalking them, not subtly exactly. at all, like, but
I know it's not realistic, but whatever. I love it. And I'm kind of the same way about horror movies too.
Yeah.
So maybe those are like guilty pleasures.
Who's your favorite, like, of his victims, would you say?
Favorite? Like
of the girls he dates.
I had the biggest crush on Beck, like Elizabeth Lail in the first season.
Oh my god! Yeah.
For the longest time, so that her death, that one,
that hurt.
Did a number on me.
This is a really weird follow up, but people used to say I looked like her.
I can see that.
Yeah, I do actually.
I mean, the only thing that made me feel was should have auditioned. I feel like I get like a lot of like character envy where I'm like, I could have played that. I could have done that scene differently. But it's the classic actor thing. That's funny because the follow-up question we were going to ask, or not follow-up, the next question we were going to ask is who is or like historically was your biggest celebrity crush?
Growing up, I always really liked Selena Gomez and Emma Stone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was just like my favorite overall actress too. Like really still a huge Emma Stone fan.
Yeah, she's great.
I would say now, like Ana de Armas for sure is probably at the top of my list.
Nice.
Yeah.
Those are all great.
They are
right. Like those passed the test, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No.
Three winners.
No losers in that list.
Not at all.
Okay. What is one of the weirdest comments or like interactions that you've had via TikTok? Because I feel like the comments are just like wild. A lawless land.
It's
a war
zone.
There are people that are famous for comments.
That's what I am. And by famous, I mean like I'll get 200 likes on a comment and I'm like, this is my niche.
The weirdest comment?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a war zone. There's so many.
Or just like interactions on it. I feel like there must be.
Oh, man.
Like someone getting mad at you for something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, people do. Like, it's so funny because I don't really view my comedy subjective. I also don't really view my is very, like, offensive, though,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, not at all.
But people still find a way to get offended by the content that I make.
Yeah.
One, I made a video. This was a while back. I was kind of I make fun of a lot of people, a lot of professions. But I made fun of doctors who wear scrubs in public. Which really isn't a big deal, but I took it the angle of I'm better than you. Like, I need you to know that I'm a doctor. So that's why I go to the grocery store.
And you did like during the pandemic and people were like, how dare.
Yeah. Some lady got very upset at me and sent me an Instagram DM that was like,
oh my God.
I find this post very offensive. We work this amount of days or this hours per in
how
a day.
How does she have enough time to be
it's
DMing?
Very difficult.
Like
yeah.
You show more respect. And I'm like, I have family members. I respect doctors like very, like more so than any of the other characters I make fun of. Like family members who are doctors. It's just a funny video. Like,
yeah.
And obviously it's exaggerated, but people just can't get over it. They can't get over the fact that it's satire.
Yeah.
And it actually stemmed from there was a doctor at my gym that like worked out in his scrubs. And that's
no,
where
we
I got
didn't.
It from. Yeah, I was like, why?
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, that's what I was like, why is he working out in his scrubs?
Yeah,
right.
Then it's like, what are you going to go back to work in that? Like, that's gross.
So, like, exactly. Like, I felt like that was just, the inspiration was justified.
Absolutely.
But again, it was just a funny video. I love doctors, whatever. Like, I do. Like,
I'm a
doctor. I could never do it.
You're about to go to the doctor one day and they're going to be like, we actually saw your video.
I know.
You know what's also weird about being an actor? And pro tip, if you don't have them yet, you kind of have to have scrubs. It's like there's
so many
like doctor, nurse, etc. auditions.
Well, now I do because I bought them specifically for that one video.
So
I have them.
Silver lining.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
There you freaking go.
$17 off Amazon.
But if there's one thing about TikTok, it's like people will always find something to be offended by.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
It's actually like really creative.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this kind of goes along with that, honestly. But the next question is, what is the smallest hill you're willing to die on?
Smallest hill. Oh my god.
This is our favorite question also.
Yeah, I love this question.
I know. I have to like think about this one for a second. There's like a few, but one that comes to mind that I feel like I'm always pro of is like hot weather. Like I would rather it be 90 plus than 60. Maybe that's kind of lame or something like that, but I'm trying to think if there's a better one.
He's like, but I'm moving to New York.
I know, right? I have to live here. But yeah, I'd take 95 in the heat.
I feel that
day.
Honestly.
Maybe yeah, that's the thing. Maybe that's kind of lame, but I feel like most people are like, oh, I hate it. Like that is you're one in a million for thinking that.
Like
but,
you'd rather be sweating under the covers.
I guess, but like yeah, I don't know. I like it. I like walking outside and being hot. Like
I love sweating.
Not to like that, but I just yeah.
If I kind of feel that honestly. I feel like the same way. I feel like that was also me growing up where it was like hot a lot. I'd rather walk outside and it be like so humid and hot than walk outside and it be freezing.
Yes.
Well, I agree with that from Chicago.
I'm trying to think if there's a better hill to die on. But that was a hard question.
I get lightly stabbed on that hill. Maybe I went full-fledged die. Just
well, like,
a paper
just, like,
cut.
Not that interesting. More like, what if I was like, The Wolf of Wall Street is actually a really, really like good movie? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
huge hill. Okay. What? I would get this one.
Yeah.
What is one of your biggest turn-ons?
He was stressed out before he even asked the question.
It wasn't as rough as I thought it would be, though.
I want to ask the question he was nervous about.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Biggest, if she is funny, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's
there
good.
We go.
Really need a sense of humor.
That's makes sense. Adds up in your profession.
Adds up.
What was the question you thought we were going to ask?
Yeah, what is the question?
I don't know, just like anything. It could have been, I mean, you could have... You could have taken that specific question to a different level.
What is your biggest sexual turn?
Exactly. Like, that's what I was expecting to get.
You were preparing it, so what is it?
No, I wasn't preparing it.
No,
I wasn't
we're just wondering now.
Like, is this for real? Like,
now you've got to answer it. Listen, you
just tell me jokes all the time.
Just
in bed.
Yeah, just all the time.
You're like about to finish. She's like, and then?
As long as there's a punchline, yeah, I'm good.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that kills me.
Okay, for the last question.
What is something people would otherwise not know about you that you can tell us?
I feel like I've said a couple of my hobbies so far that people probably didn't know before. But let's see, people didn't know.
Like a random fun fact.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think of like an office icebreaker. Like go around the room, everyone say a fun fact. Some of those cringeworthy things. So glad to be done with those. God, Salesforce loved those too. Everyone go around, whatever. I've never had a cavity. I don't know. That was always my go-to. That was one.
It. That's a good one.
Also,
what?
I would say also my birthday is July 4th. So those are the two.
Oh.
I used a holiday birthday, never had a cavity. Those are my two fun facts that I always go to.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, I was kind of lucky with that one. I don't have to think too much about it.
Yeah, never had a cavity.
That was my fun fact.
Yeah, what were your guys' fun facts?
I'm left-footed but right-handed.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
that's very interesting.
Yeah,
it's kind of
nice.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've told this on the podcast before, but mine is that I can do a split without stretching because I was broken as a child.
Broken as a child.
I was at Cedar Camp and I like basically I made myself sound like I was better at dancing than I was. So I was placed in a more advanced jazz dance class and the teacher hated me because she's like, you are not that good at dancing. I was like, that's fair. And so one day we were doing like warm up stretches and it was the splits and I was like, not that close. I was like maybe a foot away and she just boom. Couldn't walk for a day. Pushed me down. Ouch. Yep. But now I don't even have to, you know, try. Just boop.
Wow.
It's a fun drunk thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm like, you know what? But worth it.
That would
it.
Hurt. So I literally can't imagine doing
it. It was like really painful for 2 days and probably like not
something
at
probably
all okay.
Like is like snapped forever.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think
I'm
so.
Like, yeah, that was
like for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm a broken soul. Wait, now I feel like we have to ask one more because I don't want to end on me talking about
that's
how
fine.
Yeah, my legs. Okay, I guess the last question then would be, who is someone who is currently inspiring you?
Ooh, this is a good question. I'm trying to think of, I mean, obviously, like, there are plenty
Disick.
Of comedians. Right. We're in the talentless. If that wasn't clear, it is now inspiration. Like, Sebastian is always, he's been, like, one of my favorite comedians from the start.
Yeah.
Love everything he's done. I'm going to pivot, though, and I'm going to say Bill Hader.
Yeah,
because yeah. Bill amazing. Hader basically has done everything that like I want to do, mm-hmm. which is I guess I don't think he really did as much stand up, but he basically started in like comedy. I guess he obviously still in comedy, but you know he got on SNL. He kind of used that as his springboard, and now he's into acting
and more serious
and more
roles.
Yeah, and yeah. different types of roles. And I think that is the exact like that's the trajectory that like I want to go like. Start in, you know, like I've started in comedy, I do stand up, I make like these videos and stuff and whatnot. But if I can make the jump to like film, mm-hmm. TV, and then, you know, maybe play some different roles down the road, like, yeah, that's how, if I would want to paint a picture of what I would want my career to look like that's what I would do.
Yeah.
So,
I love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Bill Hader, shout out.
Bill Hader. He's so
my
amazing.
Guy.
Yeah, that's awesome. The year above me at my high school, they were supposed to have him as their graduation speaker, but he got like a role or something came up, but instead they got to spend the day with him.
No.
And just like hang out
way.
In one of the classrooms. I'm like, that's so much better than
absolutely.
Just having him speak.
Oh yeah, that's
1,000,000%.
So much.
Like they literally like played games with him and like asked him questions and like I'm like
oh,
we were
God.
All like peering in. We're like, that's so fucking cool. But this has been awesome, Nate. Thank you so much for coming on today. Do you want to let everyone know where they can find and follow you? Everything.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me on. This is super fun. Really had a good time. Yeah, we got through the dating questions.
We did.
Without much
pretty unscathed.
Tell him jokes
harm,
in bed,
right,
jokes in bed.
Everyone, give him a really bad pickup line on your DMs and don't have a public profile.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got, like, obviously, Instagram, at NateMeeker1, TikTok, Nate.Meeker, like, those are my handles. And then, I guess the only thing is I keep all of my information in the bio, at both of those accounts, in my bio, so... If you're interested in seeing a stand-up show or, I don't know, want to check out some of, like, the other work that I've done or my website or anything, it's all
or
there.
Or the indie feature down the line.
Yeah, maybe once I get, like, the footage from that, I'll throw it on there. We'll see.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
yeah,
Nate.
Thank
Bye.
You guys so much.